And welcome to another episode of Nurse Practitioners, You Are Appreciated. This is attorney and nurse practitioner Joe Flores reminding you to invite us and yourselves with all of your comrades each and every week right here on Podbean. A little bit about myself. My name is Joe Flores, and I have been in the healthcare field since I was 16 years old. Before then, I had a 10-year business as a paper boy. And after that, the rest is history. 4 years as an MP, a CNA. And then I went to RN school and got my RN when I was 20. And then I went back when I was 27 and started MP school. And I went into law school at 30. So it was 6 years of grad school. 6 years of living hell, but I enjoyed it. And I had a great partner that helped me out, Priscilla, my RN wife. And I'm very proud of that. And I'm also very proud of the people that I work with. I get a lot of calls every week, and they are people just like me and you that have their nurse practitioner degree. And many of them are just burned out. Many of them just want to get out of anything that has to do with Medicare and Medicaid, anything that has to do with regulatory where people have their foot on people's throat. I mean, enough's enough. I mean, we've done our share. We've worked. We've gone through years of school. And then when you get out, nobody educates you on regulatory. How to even get your DEA license. I mean, there is no one. There should be a class on how to run your business, how to manage your money, and if you want to start your own NP clinic, this is how you do it. I am getting people, the top three, I'll tell you right now. We've got Botox treatments. We've got aesthetics. And then number two, we've got infusion management therapy. And number three, house calls. I'm getting a lot about that. And I just want everybody to know that no matter what you get, as far as getting into your own business, that's okay. And if it takes you 10 years to do so, do it. But let's start out from the beginning here. I'm going to talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the room, and that is that there is not a uniform way of getting your preceptorship. Right now, you are getting ripped off. Those people that you pay a lot of tuition money to, they have a duty to, and I've been on the side of the academics. I've been on the side of being a clinical professor and teaching classes. I know where the bears go in the buckwheat, and they know that there's a lot of money out there, a lot of tuition. Tuition's going up every year. They can certainly cut a deal and get the insurance and get the preceptors for you. Instead, many institutions are throwing the MPs to the wolves. Excuse me, enjoying my coffee here. While I'm wrapping it here, I'm free wrapping. I'm talking about what's on my mind. It's just because it's second nature. It's no big deal. I'm going to tell you right now that I was fortunate enough to be trained by a West Point grad and a Vietnam colonel. And they were like, dude, you're going to learn just like we learned. It was relentless. It was 12 and 18 hour days. And people say, well, I don't have time for that. I've got kids. I've got this and that. Well, I've got a family. I've got responsibilities. And my response to that is, you wanted to sign up for this. Make the time. And those are tough words, but it is the truth. Those are tough words that, people say, I want to become a nurse practitioner, but there's a price to pay for everything. It's not just going online, taking some courses, then hiring some preceptor that may be half-baked or may not have the skills you need. We need somebody. If you're going for family nurse practitioner, you better know somebody who's delivered babies. You better know somebody who knows how to diagnose cancer. You better know somebody who knows how to treat 12 comorbidities at the same time and be able to see 3-4 patients an hour. And that's just the way it is. And then after you're done rounding on your 20, 30, 40 patients, you go see nursing home patients. And then when you're done with that, you do a lot of it. You catch up with your charting. Let's live in the real world. You're not going to be able to chart thanks to EMR. Now you've got to sit there in front of a computer and plink, plink, plink. I used to write up a soap note, and I don't want to go back in the day, but I used to write up a soap note and just handwrite it, and I could do it in 1 minute, and I could do it right after I saw the patient, get everything sent off. And some things have become better, like scripts and calling in, and some others haven't. No offense to pharmacists, but man, I tell you, I get so many complaints from MPs that pharmacists want to play doctors, and they're trying to double guess them on what they're ordering, and they're trying to triple guess them on why they ordered the gorillacillin instead of the amoxicillin, which is cheaper. And denying the script or throwing a wrench into it. Back off is what I say. The other thing is that we're getting a lot of static from a lot of physicians. And I'm saying, guys, physicians, you want to make more money? You want to see more patients? Work with, don't work against nurse practitioners. Even in states where there is a quote-unquote free states where they can practice without a physician, there's always room to collaborate. There's always room to work with each other without screwing each other over, pardon my language, on a Sunday. Coffee time. Anyway, the other issue is that I'm seeing as a lawyer is that nurses and nurse practitioners are coming to me and saying, what should I do? I mean, the first thing that I do, and I say, look, you don't need to spend thousands of dollars to get a lawyer. And I apologize to lawyers for telling them that. But newsflash, to make your own PLLC, your professional legal corporation, limited liability corporation. And this does not constitute, before anybody goes ape, this does not constitute a law giving a consult on law in your individual state. There are plenty of guys that I know in every state. I can refer you to them. You can call me at 361-887-8670. And it's not tax sort of advice. It's not anything like that. These are general things that I do. And I also am a consultant and a nursing coach for those people who need it. And I show them, look, you can start out by protecting your assets and getting, a legal liability corporation started, a professional one, a PLLC. That's generally the preferred thing. You can, I don't care if you use AI or Google, you can look at the differences. I'm not here to be the accountant, but look at the differences between an S-Corp and an LLC, and you'll see what I mean. The other thing is people will say, well, I'm trying to get out of NP school. I just don't have the preceptor hours. Number one, dude and dudette, go to your local, if you have one or within 50 miles, go and join a nurse practitioner association and ask to see if, look, and sometimes, but jobs are going to be tough. Don't quit your day job. You might have to work 32, 36 hours as an ICU nurse, and then you're going to work free. Yeah, I said free. And tell someone that you're going to work for, a doc, look, or anyone, nurse practitioner, tell them, I'll work for you 90 days free. I'll sign a contract. I'll sign a waiver. I'll sign anything. Just give me a chance. If you're happy with me, offer me a position. And people want all this crazy amounts of money, and I don't blame you. You killed yourself at nurse practitioner school. But unless you're ready to take somebody on and treat them holistically and you know everything in the book, that first year, I'm going to tell you right now, that is your internship. then your residencies are your second and third year. By the time you're fourth, fifth year, you're starting to learn. I don't care if you worked ER or ICU. When you're the one that is treating, diagnosing, and prescribing, it's a whole different thing. And this is from 25 years of telling you this. I learned the hard way. Treating elderly people is a passion of mine. But like my brother, who is an MP, says, Judas, we have to, you know, treat 14 comorbidities sometimes. They come in and they've got a lot of things that maybe we're not just doing a complete, treatment on them, but we have to keep in mind they've got a ton of meds and they've got a ton of comorbidities. And so when you're learning, the first, second, and third years are the most critical. And I just want people to know out there that we're here and the organizations are here. I joined AANP or a similar organization. I love them because they've got, you can get 30 free contact hours just for joining for $150. There are people out there that train for you to pass your exam. If you already passed it, congratulations. If you haven't, people like Emily Hollier, Miss Fitzgerald, they're great people that teach you how to take the test and also to increase your knowledge base. And then they offer information thereafter. I don't endorse any one person, but or entity, but I do endorse staying involved. I also endorse National Council of State Board of Nurses. They keep up with all of the boards throughout the United States and their territories. I want to also underline with all this bad news and all this, you know, tough talk, how appreciative I am of nurse practitioners. Most of the input that I get from people off the street, and I do focus groups, and they tell me that they are so, so grateful to nurse practitioners. And I haven't seen where I, too much where I won't talk to the doctor, you know, maybe once a year, you know, maybe there are doctors that are abusing the nurse practitioner deal like here in Texas, and then you never see them at all. At least the first visit, the doctor comes in and introduces himself with a nurse practitioner and tells them, we're going to be going through this together. I'll be reviewing the charts. If you have any questions, let me know. I mean, that diffuses the whole situation. And, you know, they can see the nurse practitioners without, there being any confusion. But that's just here in Texas, which is conservative, like half the states. Other states where people can practice as nurse practitioners, I commend them, and I have heard nothing but good things. So thank you for everything that you do. We've got a couple of minutes left on this podcast, but I want everybody to know, and I'm here live, that I'm here and I'm not going anywhere. It's 361-887-8670, 361-887-8670. If you want to call in, you may, you can also reach me at attorneyjoeflores@gmail.com. That's attorneyjoeflores@gmail.com. That's the one that hits my phone. And I just ask everybody, no defamatory, harassing, obscene, or racial content. That is prohibited. And I'm a lawyer. Please underline, I'm a lawyer. I know how to take care of situations like that. And don't put yourself in that situation. Freedom of speech is not so free. Please be respectful to everyone out there that I'm talking with when you're participating in this live show. And by using this live call-in feature, you understand that your voice may be recorded and published by the host. So play it cool, everybody. Enjoy. We've got half a minute left, but I want to just again praise the 250,000 nurse practitioners and counting here in the United States. And also let them know that I do business consultations. People call me up and I will help them, coach them. I have been through four of my own businesses and they have been successful. Praise God. And I have also done my own law practice, worked for a couple of people for a couple of years and was absolutely miserable. When I started my own, it was wonderful. So this is Joe Flores, 361-887-8670, inviting you to join us each and every week right here on this podcast. Thank you and God bless.